You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You're listening to Continental Tyres AFL Trade Radio.
Welcome back to Continental Tyres AFL Trade Radio. It is deadline day for the trade exchange with Josh Gablich and Sarah Olley. And joining us on the line, North Melbourne's latest recruit, Burgoyne Nguyen. Biggie, welcome.
Hey guys, how are you?
Very well, but more importantly, how are you? It must be an exciting time to get a fresh start at a new club in North Melbourne.
Yeah, absolutely. Super stoked, over the moon. I was speaking to a bunch of friends recently and sort of just explained, it sort of feels like you almost been drafted again, that sort of excitement. So, yeah, just looking forward to getting stuck into things.
You can hear the excitement in your voice. You sound pretty revved up and ready to go.
Yeah, absolutely. I can't wait.
Biggie, Josh Gablich here. You had a good year at VFL level, but struggled for opportunities at Richmond to get into that senior side. North Melbourne showed interest a few months ago. Talk us through how it got to a point where they've added you via the trade period.
Yeah, Josh. So mid-year, I sort of got an idea that North might have had an interest through my manager, Julian Petrucca, which was nice. And we sort of just kept that in the back of our minds. And the goal was just to sort of finish the year off and finish real strong and try to put my best foot forward. And then eventually, after the season finished, I ended up getting in touch with one of the great men in footy, Will Fairfield, who was also at Richmond when I first got drafted. So, he chucked me a text and, we just got the ball rolling and came in, did an interview just as any normal process would be. And, things kicked off from there.
Just on Will Fairfield, he was the one that led you through the corridors of Punt Road to Damien Hardwick's office last year to confirm your debut. Tell us about your relationship with Will Fairfield, who's now part of North Melbourne's list management team.
Yeah, Will and I have got a great relationship. He's, as I said earlier, he's one of the great men in football. he's one of the men I felt truly believed in my game and gave me every confidence to play at AFL level. And when he gave me the buzz, I was over the moon. Not only to be reunited with him, but just to sort of get the ball rolling and get a second opportunity. And he's truly believed in my game and my character. And I love Will dearly.
Now, Biggie, it looked like you might have ended there last Friday, but North Melbourne couldn't sign you as a delisted free agent because it would have diluted the compensation for Ben McKay. How was the dialogue across the weekend? When did you know that it was going to be official come Monday?
Friday we sort of had an idea and then I'd obviously found out that they couldn't do it Friday as well. So I didn't realise all the rules and regulations that go into free agency, and so I was just trying to get my head around that. And they still sort of gave me a heads up that it might happen during the week or, if worst comes to worst, we'll get redrafted and at the end of the year. So I sort of was confident that I was going to North, but it was also just that what if factor. But I think Monday, come around Monday, I got a call from Julian just to confirm everything. And I was super stoked. And that was the start of everything.
We're speaking to North Melbourne recruit Burgoyne Nguyen. Biggie, just the one game at Richmond, but you're there at a time where they win a flag in 2020. Just how much did you learn and who helped you develop the most at the club?
Yeah, there was a lot of people. There's been a lot of change since I've been at the club. It sort of doesn't feel that long, but it is. And I feel like in my first year, I was coming back from a shoulder reco, so I didn't play much footy at all. I actually didn't play a single game for the year. So I was sitting in the hub, sitting on the sidelines and just sort of leeching off a bunch of the older blokes. And blokes like Dylan Grimes and Nathan Broad, Nathan Broad especially, probably had the biggest influence on my football. And yeah, they've just not only developed me on the field, but off field as well. And yeah, and I'll say, yeah, Nathan Broad has been huge for me over the last couple of years.
And you get your chance to debut in round 9 of 2022 against the Hawks. And there are those incredible scenes of your family in the change rooms beforehand, your sister being interviewed on the boundary line beforehand, close to tears, but just loving being at the MCG and absolutely so proud of you. What was that evening like?
Yeah, that was amazing. Even after the game, just going back to the football club and seeing my whole family there, just around the Richmond Football Club, and just enjoying the time and the moment with everybody. It was quite special, and there was nothing better than seeing my little nieces and nephew smiling and singing along the Tiger song. So that probably brought me the most joy. And like my sister spoke to my sister this week, and she sort of just mentioned that you know, my nieces and nephew are going to have to learn a new song now. But those are probably the memories I remember the most about that day. And I'm just super grateful to have such a supportive family around me and such a supportive base as well.
Biggie, we spoke after your debut last year and you told me a great story about how you forged your mum's signature so that you could play your first game of footy in primary school. Can you retell us that story? Because I mentioned it to Sarah before and she'd love to hear it.
Yeah. So, mum wasn't too fond on the idea of me playing contact football. So I thought, geez, how do I get around this obstacle? And so we ended up getting the forms at our local footy oval football club, Hallam Football Club, and got the forms over there and, just filled in the forms, forged the signature, and it got my uncle to actually pay the fee. So everything went pretty smoothly. And then it was until about a year, and I sort of had to confess when she realised I was washing football jerseys and with my school uniform. So, that's the story there.
Can you just tell us a little bit about your backstory? I mean, a lot of people at the Richmond Football Club and Tigers supporters are aware of where you've come from. You were born in Nairobi. You're from a South Sudanese family. You emigrated to Australia in 2005. Can you just talk us through some of the challenges you've overcome to just come to Australia as a starting point?
I was pretty fortunate to come here at such a young age. I feel like my older siblings and, you know, my mum probably faced a lot more challenges than I did. But personally, myself, it was also just like learning a different language. You grow up speaking a different language. So that was probably one of the biggest obstacles I remember as a kid. And for me, I didn't obviously hear a lot of stories from my older siblings and family. And it's quite motivating and inspirational how they managed to get so far in this country and off basically, nothing. And it's very motivating and it sort of just drives my career as well.
We've seen the South Sudanese community have a really big impact in AFL circles in the past handful of years. Alir Alir has become an All-Australian. Mac Andrew was taken in the top 10 in the draft. Majak Dawe obviously led the way a long time ago. Chankwath Jath has become a star at Hawthorn. Everyone loves how Buku Kamis goes about his footy. And Mabior Chol has been a name we've been discussing at length across the past 3 weeks. Can you just tell us about how it's become the impact of footy on the South Sudanese community and vice versa?
Yeah, the impact of, it all started with Majak, but the impact football now has in the Sudanese community is huge. We recently had an event hosted by Next Gen United and St. Kevin's as well. So that was done at Trevor Barker. And that was the first time I really sort of stood back and thought about how influential the sport has gotten in our community and how I can reunite everybody. And I touched on it a bit in an interview that it sort of felt like a reunion as well, sort of seeing some of the kids and family members you haven't seen in a while. So it's amazing how big it's getting in our community. And super excited to see some of the talent coming through I think we also got another couple of boys coming through the draft this year. So it's, yeah, just super exciting to see. And yeah, I think there's a real upside in football for the Sydney community.
No doubt. Plenty more to come. Sarah, I just want to pivot back to North Melbourne, Biggie, because if we think about what's coming next year, there's no Ben McKay anymore down back. Griffin Logue's going to miss at least the first half of the year, potentially three quarters of next season with that ACL. Do you feel like you can come in and play senior football straight away?
Yeah, absolutely. I feel I have a lot of belief in my football, and I feel like I've done my apprenticeship at Richmond Football Club as well. So I've done a fair bit of work in that field, and I think I was always just waiting around for my opportunity at Richmond, but I know it'll be a different dynamic at North now. But yeah, even if I don't, I'm there to improve myself as a footballer and also just off the field as well. So whatever happens next year happens, but I just want to put my best foot forward and hopefully be in a position to help the team succeed and play a role in the team.
Last one for you, Biggie. Unlike other recruits, you don't have to move too far to your new footy club. What happens between now and day one of pre-season?
Not a lot. Just celebrating with the family. catch up with a couple of boys and, just thank a lot of people along the way who helped me at Richmond Football Club and, try to keep close connections with them. But, it's just really exciting time and, it's almost, like I said, getting drafted again. So just sort of prepping yourself for what to expect day one. And I'm sure everybody there is going to be lovely and, just looking forward to it.
And we're looking forward to seeing you in North Melbourne colours. Big on you, and thanks for joining us on the Trade Exchange.
Thank you, Sarah.
Biggie there, what an absolute ripper. He's got such an incredible perspective on everything. But I guess, Josh, when you've had so much happen into you at just, 22 years of age, you're going to just love everything, every challenge that's thrown at you when it comes to playing for a new club.
I can't wait to see what he makes of this second opportunity, because he only played the one AFL game today, but I feel like he can come in and play a lot of football next year. We discussed North Melbourne's situation when we had Toby Pink on the show a few days ago. Obviously, just Aiden Corr and Callan Dawson are the other two key defenders at that club right now. And we know North Melbourne have been scouring the land really to find some extra coverage. They've now got that with Toby Pink and Biggie Newen.
And just two items of news before we head to our last break. This is from Riley Bedridge. Jack Ginnivan has agreed to be traded and a deal between Hawthorn and Collingwood is essentially done. The Hawks and Pies will each swap their future second round picks as the basis of the deal, with some other selections mixed in. And we have been reporting that 3 p.m. is when these deals can start going through. Well, no, it is now 2 p.m. That has changed. All right, stick with us on Continental Tires, AFL Trade Radio, engineered in Germany, proven in Australia. Search Continental Tires today.
AFL Trade Exchange for Toyota Hilux, an unbreakable connection since 1968. And Hose Plus. Hose Plus has been named Super Rating Super Fund of the Year for 2023. That's a plus. Issued by Hose Plus Proprietary Limited. Check the PDS and TMD at hoseplus.com.au.